This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the worst power outages in Europe ever happened this week, and no one knows exactly what caused it. We have a personal perspective on this story. It's news with a personal touch. Perfect for our Anything But Politics segment. I'm Jenna, and this is Smarter News. Meg and I met organically, as one does in modern times, on Instagram. I'm not quite sure what connected us, Meg. It was, hopefully it was the news.
Many years ago.
Okay, great. Do you remember how you found Smarter News?
You know, I honestly think being in the U.S. at the time, I was looking for a mother-run news outlet of just something I could trust. And there you were. There was Jenna.
Here I am. and now we're connected through a news story, which is the way that this can sometimes work, which is when we actually are grateful for social media and not angry at it, which is half the time. I'm kind of balanced 50-50 on that. But I have also been following your journey too, living abroad in Spain. And one of the things you do is you share your experience as a mom, as an entrepreneur, as an American living abroad. And I want to talk to you about your business because you've helped many American families who are attempting to do the same. But I reached out to you on Monday because out of the corner of my eye, in the middle of a busy news day, I see that there's a massive blackout that's happening in Spain and Portugal. And it looks pretty serious. So why don't we just pick up there? It's Monday. You're going about your day. What happens?
Well, it was my 40th birthday. So April 28th, 1985 is my birth date. So talking about having a bang, right? A bang of a day. So it was 11:30 and the boys are at school. They go to an American school here in Madrid, Spain. My husband works at home for a British company. And so we were at our house with our dog here, like we always are. And everything just shut off. You could hear like generators even in Madrid, just bang. It was just gone all of a sudden. Now, I will say, having lived in Spain the last 2 years, it is not uncommon to lose power a little bit more than we did in the US. So we thought, oh, it will just come right back on. But we learned to find out that the whole country was down.
Now, I'm curious, did you hear that noise? Did you hear actually like something happen? Or was it just the collective powering down of everything at that moment?
Yeah, so we're in a flat here, right? So we have stores below us. And so I think just maybe the culmination of all of everyone's power going off at one time just kind of made like a turning off noise, but really louder than normal, like if it was just your house. And then we just immediately went to the news, right, to see what was it, because it had been about 15, 20 minutes. Was something happening in Madrid? And then, no, it was all of Spain. And we found out possibly Portugal at the time and other countries like France. We just kept reading more and more, but we had no idea what caused it.
When did you realize this is really serious?
Well, the kids' school, their American school here in Madrid, sent a note home about an hour after the outage and said, all the kids are fine. They're safe. We have clean tap water to drink and, you know, they're fine here, but you can come pick them up if you want because there's going to be some traffic. Now, M30 is one of the busiest highways in Spain, and I take it in Madrid to pick our boys up in our car. And what normally would have taken me 20 minutes to pick them up at school ended up taking me just under 3 hours to pick them up.
Is that round trip or there 3 hours there,
round
3 hours
trip
back?
Would have been just under four.
Wow. And what was it like outside?
So there was just so many people roaming the streets of Spain. You may see that if you kind of just researched the day, like what was it like in Spain? People were just in parks walking outside. It wasn't like a frantic feeling, if anything, which is funny because in Spain, it's more like a fiesta kind of feeling. Now, there was definitely some panic buying. Like there are bazaar type stores here where people stock up on kind of like dollar stores, you know, that they just stock up on batteries and things. And I did see them just absolutely full of people. The line was out the door. But then I would say the other half of the people were more just like dancing in the streets or having cervezas or not super worried about it.
It sounds so European. doesn't it? That they were just out in the streets, just enjoying themselves. I feel like that's something that you always look at Europe and you think, God, that's the sophisticated life, which is which we all hope we had that reaction during a power outage. But did you get the feeling the power was coming back on, and when did it actually come back on?
Well, it was weird, right? Because, you know, I'm driving and I don't have any access to my phone, you know, nothing. There's no service, no cell service. And so I, at one point, you know, I really feel for people who might be stranded in a desert without water because I didn't bring a water with me. You don't really culturally bring a water bottle here with you in Spain, which sounds funny, but that's just different than, you know, the Stanley cup in the US that you'd always have in your car.
100%.
I am so thirsty. Like, it had been almost 3 hours sitting in the car, no cell service, no way to contact the school to say I'd be really late, my husband, anything. And so I wouldn't say that I was having a fiesta in the streets. There were moments where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get to their school. I knew they were fine, the kids, but like, how am I going to get back? What are we going to do for meals? And it did end up being almost a 12-hour outage for us in Madrid.
Well, that's where too, you have, I don't know if you had this moment, but when you're overseas, there's this romantic feeling of being overseas and being part of a new culture, having those moments in the streets, seeing the way that people live differently than in America that you can admire. And then if something happens that feels like an emergency, that can make you feel more disoriented because you don't have your familiar things. And I was wondering how you felt through that process of, wait a minute, everything was great living in Spain until we lost all of our power. And, or did you, you have this moment where you wonder, like, did we make the right decision here? What happens if this is something that happens more frequently? Or what happens if the power doesn't come back on? You know, what was going through your head?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we've been here for 2 years now, and our boys are now fluent in Spanish from school, but my husband and I are still piecing it together. And so there were times that I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to communicate with people in this car line, this backed up car line on the highway, because people were out of their cars. I was standing outside of my car because we weren't moving. And at one point I asked the person next to me, like, ¿Tienes agua? Like, do you have any water? You know, because I was just like, when you're stranded, you're like, I think I'm going to be fine. What if I like die in my car from thirst? You know, like, so I was practicing some of my Spanish. And, you know, we've gone to the hospital here in Spain 3 times. We've had to navigate experiences abroad. And it just helps us grow. It makes us stronger. And we realize that a lot of some of the luxuries that we had in the US, when they're gone, it's just fight or flight. And you figure out what you need to do for your family.
I'm just thinking it's so representative of motherhood. You're like, could I die in my car? Am I going to make it to pick up my kids? Like, no Google Translate. I don't have,
For a minute, I was not judging the Stanley Cup lifestyle. You know, like I wish that I had my
So when does power come back on? And what are people saying now about what happened?
Yeah. So it was around 11:30 PM, which the kids go to bed very late in Spain and they wake up later. So they were just getting in bed for the school night, right? Close to 11 or so. And right as we're about to fall asleep, of course, right? The youngest falls asleep and the lights all pop back on. And so we're now settled and everything's fine. It was a little bit of food loss, right? But we actually heard a couple of people we're on the fifth floor of a urba here, like an urbanization, like an apartment complex. And we heard just a bunch of cheers and people waving the Spain flag out the window when the power came back on. So it was a sweet moment of unity because, you know, no one was really very super worried. It was just more about food, right? Like say we had lived in Florida or with extreme weather, you're like, well, what am I going to eat like day 3? You know?
So, right. You're like, I'm good for 24 hours, but then anything longer, we're getting worried. Yes.
Get worried. We had some jamón, which is common in Spain. So we had some cured meats and things, which people joke. They say in Spain, all you need is wine and jamón. And they were not wrong. Honestly, we tested it. But no one knows what caused it. And that's the wildest thing. So on Instagram, we had this little hotspot that we were just getting little updates here and there and checking in on the school that day. And people were saying, the first person said, it's a cyber attack. It's coming from, you know, a different country. It's a cyber attack. And then other people said, oh no, it's a fire with an outlet plug that connects the main connection from France. I mean, it just changed through the day, but honestly, the narrative didn't really matter when the power came back on. It was just kind of about Spain coming together and being excited for each other.
And that's quite frankly, the difficult to, one of the challenges when you see news on a power outage it can be so many different things. You're like, is this a cyber attack? Is this the apocalypse? Is the rest of Europe going down? Did someone just unplug things? Did someone trip over a cord? Like what actually, you don't actually know until, you know, you get several hours into it. Like how serious is this? What will it take to come back online? And so we're speaking on Thursday. So it's been a couple of days and still I was looking at the news this morning, combing through things, seeing what I could gather for our conversation. And it is really interesting that there's still not a lot of clarity. And there's some questions about load and there's questions about renewable energy in Spain because a lot of the electricity, the power comes from renewable energy. But no one knows. They are ruling out at this time a cyber attack. But we don't have anything that's confirming what's going on. And because it's not particularly cold or hot, right, Meg, at this time of year, there's some concern. Are you worried? Are you worried at all about this happening again? And are you prepared in any other ways now that maybe you could share with us for those of us who could be traveling this summer of something you're thinking about a little differently because of this?
Yeah. You know, the only really humbling thing to me as a mom, right? I'm more laid back as a person. So my husband and I are like, no pasa nada. Obviously, we moved our kids to Spain, right? Like nothing phases us. I was worried as a mom for a little bit that I didn't have cash. And so Spain is a very, even more than the US, you tap your watch, you use your phone to pay on your card for a dollar things, for euros. Like it's just, you never have cash, efectivos, they call them in Spain. And so I frantically looked in my wallet a couple hours into the outage and realized I had 30 euros to my name, right? So I run into my husband, I'm like, do you have cash in a secret spot, right? No, because I took it or something. So we had no cash. And so in my brain a little bit, I was thinking, dang, I wish I had prepared a little more with cash because all the card machine readers were down. We went to the nearby gas station to get to get bottled water, although the tap water was completely fine. I just, in my mind, I was like, I want cold water and just to have some in stock. So we went to a nearby gas station and it was full of police officers, firefighters, and it was only gas available for those that were, you know, crucial services, kind of like you see in an emergency in the US. But that was the moment to me that I realized, yeah, I'm going to keep more cash on hand. And I do now. I did take out a couple $100 and stashed it. And I think if you were visiting Spain, it may not be a bad idea to come with some cash too.
That's really good advice. It's something that you don't think about. And right, when's the last time you paid for something in cash? Now even here at the registers, you're like, we don't accept cash. You're like, right? Well, until the moment when you can't actually swipe the card. Okay, right. So thank you for that perspective. That's very valuable for us to kind of hear what was it like, because the pictures do look scary. You know, obviously when you see people waiting in lines at a train station in the dark, you don't really know what the atmosphere is like. And Spain's obviously a big country. It's the size of Texas, Meg, is that correct?
Yeah. Which I think puts it in perspective, right? Because people are like, and I thought, how could a whole country lose power? Well, it's the size of Texas, right? And so when you think about it, also this hasn't happened ever. So I was talking a little bit in Spanish with a neighbor here, and he said, you know, in mi vida, nunca, like never in my life has this happened. And he's almost 80, right? And so just like the rest of the news, this is kind of my life motto, don't let something scare you away from experiencing things, right? Because this was definitely a fluke, whatever it was.
Well, and that's, you know, the hope is that it'll not happen again and that there'll be preparation to make sure that that's not the case. But that's very interesting perspective as well from your neighbor about, well, this, you know, maybe we'll have drops in power, but not necessarily something that is nationwide. Okay. Let me talk to you a little bit about your business because we were talking, you know, in the last several weeks, I reached out to Meg too. One of the things we were talking about is this sort of fantasy that a lot of Americans have about living abroad. And especially when you get to the summer, the end of the school year, everybody wants to, break the glass and the fire alarm and say, I'm out. That's it. This is the last school year I'm doing this. This is the last time I'm going through all this sport. I want a completely different life. Let's just move abroad. You actually did it. So tell me about why. Why did you make that decision?
Yeah. You know, we really wanted a cultural immersion experience for our family beyond just traveling. And we really fished our wish. I mean, our boys are now fluent from going to school with native Spanish speakers here. We fell in love with the lifestyle here of how it's truly not living to work. And I think that sounds like kind of cliche, but the truth of the matter is we just live so differently here. We live that Mediterranean lifestyle where we're just more focused on time together as a family. Our pace is so much slower. You know, we have one shared car for two of us that we lease here in Spain. We traded in a 3,600 square foot farmhouse in Greenville, South Carolina for a 1,200 square foot apartment that we have kids sometimes sharing bedrooms in Madrid. And so did we walk away from the American dream? You know, sort of, but I almost think the new American dream is being able to rent out your house and being able to work abroad to experience something like this as a family.
What were some of the hardest times of the last 2 years for you?
You know, I think it was really hard. I mentioned this earlier, but watching my husband, he never gets sick. We've been together since college. I could count on my hand the number of times he's been sick. And of course, the first couple of months living here, he needed to be rushed to the hospital for severe stomach virus, dehydration, and we didn't speak any Spanish at the time. And that was a moment where I thought, we're putting ourselves at risk for this like adventurous lifestyle I want. Why are we doing this? We could be at the Mayo Clinic. You know, like, why am I doing this to him? And we powered through it. And honestly, we have grown so much stronger by being willing to try things like this and being able to get through them. So now we joke, we're like, you know, this is nothing. We, you know, we navigated the hospital. We navigated the power outage. Like, what are you going to throw at us next? We'll be able to handle it.
Okay. Knock on wood, because as someone that covers the news, that just in case, throw, you know, salt over your shoulder, like my grandmother did. It's so funny you mentioned that though, Meg. I studied in Spain for a semester when I was in college. And the first two or three days, I got so violently ill, I had to go to the hospital. And I continued to be sick for most of the time I was actually studying abroad. That's a whole other story. But I relate to what you're saying. So someone that doesn't really happen to. I know what it's like. And just, I hope this makes everybody laugh. You know, again, I'd taken Spanish, but I'm not fluent in Spanish. I wasn't fluent at the time. I got pretty good, but not at the time. And the doctor, because I'm this young American college student, he's asking me if I'm pregnant, but I'm clearly not pregnant. I'm just really sick. But the word for pregnancy and being drunk is not that totally. So I'm like, is he asking me if I'm drunk? Like, what is that? Am I embarrassed? Right? Yes. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Either way, none of that was the problem. I just ate something bad. But it is.
Everyday life is piecing together Spanglish, you know?
It's like, wait a minute. What am I doing here? What's happening? I just want everyone to know they can visit Go and Do Good. That's where your website is. They can reach out to you on Instagram. You have helped, how many families have you helped, Meg, as they're reaching out? Because this has become now a business for you. This has become not only something you wanted to do, but a calling for you as well. Talk to us a little bit about what you provide families.
Yeah, you know, when I was trying to move to Spain in September of 2023, I just didn't find a lot of resources of families that had elementary age kids that had done it. You know, there's a lot of influencers that, you know, were sharing like makeup routines in Madrid, which is cool. I just happened to not wear any makeup. So I thought, okay, I want to know like about schools, and I want to know like, are my kids going to fit in? Right? Or what? Like, I need the basics. So I started to put together a course and then calls with families. I have met with almost 300 prospective American families since June, just thinking about a move like this. And so it's been a blessing to me just to be able to help provide a resource that didn't exist for me when I was thinking of moving to Spain.
And how long do you think you're going to stay in Spain? Like, how long is this adventure going to last? You ever going to come back, Meg? What's happening?
This is my mom asking or Jenna?
Yes. She called me before the interview. She said, under the lights, ask her this question.
One more year, mom. So we came for 1 month, then it turned into a gap year, then it was 2 years, and now we're moving from Madrid to southern Spain to live near the beach in Spain, and we're planning on doing it through schooling age. And that's another big reason that we're here, is we just genuinely love the concept of schooling our kids abroad.
And what a gift to give them language and to be able to have that exposure. It's so amazing, Meg. One of the great things about being a journalist is you get to speak to someone like you who clearly had a passion, followed a dream, and you can feel it about how it feels so right to you. And that's so nice when you see someone's story and you get to to highlight it a little bit of saying like, look at what they did and look at how this has made them feel. And as you said, what a blessing. So I'm excited to connect our audience with you. Maybe we'll have a whole Smarter Spain contingent at some point. I feel like that's where we could expand.
Yeah.
I love
100%.
It. I love it. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to make sure the links are in our notes so everybody can check it out. In the meantime, you got a lot of candles for your birthday, unintended, right, Meg?
Yeah. I didn't blow them out. I kept them aflame for sure.
So some cash, maybe a few extra flashlight batteries, all in all, okay in Spain. And we'll continue to see if we learn anything more about the power outage. But Meg, thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.